This is the Emergency Medical Minute, sponsored by Mile High Ambulance.
I was going to do a quick medical minute on albumin. We sometimes give it out, but there's only actually a couple indications for it. There's only really even a few that are indicated really in the ER. Does anyone know what they are? I can think of really three. There's really three uses for albumin in the emergency room. Does anyone know any one of them? This is the thing. This is why I ask this question, is because we think of albumin as a colloid and like, oh, it will have like a lot of oncotic pressure. It will help if people are volume overloaded and they've got fluid shifts. And all these studies are showing that it's not really showing any mortality benefit. And so there's only a couple conditions. So one of them is spontaneous bacterial peritonitis, or SBP. So patients with liver failure have got a large amount of ascites, and that gets infected. Those patients do better with albumin. Another one is hepatorenal syndrome. So again, another patient who's got cirrhosis, and they end up going into liver failure because of all these vasoactive byproducts that their liver's producing, get fluid shifts as well. They benefit from albumin. And then the last one is something that we kind of do therapeutically, is a large volume paracentesis. So you're pulling off, you know, 4, 5, 6 liters off of a patient at the time of the paracentesis or just shortly after they need to get an albumin load. Those are really basically the three indications for it. There are other diseases in which you can provide it, but the data is very wishy-washy. So for ARDS, it can be done, and it can be used as a secondary agent in shock, but it's just not, it hasn't been as efficacious. So that's all. SBP, large volume paracentesis, and hepatorenal syndrome.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Health One Continental Division, and Swedish Medical Center for their financial contributions to the EMM. Donations from them and listeners like you make it possible for us to fulfill our mission of producing and spreading free medical education to the masses. If you enjoy our show, please consider making a one-time or recurring donation to help cover our operational costs and keep the EMM awesome. Click on the link in our show notes to make a donation. Thank you for listening.